My name is John Walden. I'd like you to join me in a Bible study. We're in 1 John, the 3rd chapter. And we're beginning with verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Now this is a return to the subject of sin. He told us in the 1st chapter that his desire is that we should have fellowship with the Father, and with his Son, and with his people. But he said there's a hindrance to fellowship, and that hindrance is sin. And so in the rest of chapter 1 and the beginning of chapter 2, he tells us how to deal with this matter of sin. He tells us that nothing but the precious blood of Christ can cleanse us from sin. And he tells us that when a Christian sins, he must confess that sin to the Father, and that he will be forgiven and cleansed from all unrighteousness. Now, it's the subject of sin that people dislike so very much today. But we've got to face it. You and I have sinned against God, and it is sin which has broken our fellowship with God. And you will never be right with God until sin is put away. Now, while it's true that sin is a transgression of the law, we're told in the 5th chapter of Romans that there were many, for this is lawlessness. That's the terrible thing about rebellion against God himself. It isn't a matter of whether there is law or there isn't law. It's a matter of the human heart. When sin came into this world, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, received the fallen nature, and then transmitted that to their children and on down to ourselves, the human heart is enmity against God. The carnal mind is enmity against God, he told in the 8th of Romans. Now what can we do? What hope is there for lawless people? Well, let's give them verse 5. And ye know that he, the Lord Jesus, was manifested to take away our sins. And in him is no sin. The sinless one was manifested, came into this world, was shown to us for the express purpose of taking away our sins. Now, this is a doctrine of substitution. You can't get away from it. It's all through the Bible. Unless you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ took your place personally and suffered on the cross for your sins, died and was buried and rose again, you will never know the forgiveness of sins. Through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all who believe are justified from all things on which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. That's Acts 13, 38 and 39. So there is no other way for us to be right with God except through the substitutionary work of the sinless one. Now, sinning is incompatible with knowing this sinless one. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. That is, does not practice sin. The verbs in this section are in a tense which indicates a continuance and a habit. A Christian may do wrong, but no Christian will continue in sin. Whosoever sinneth, that is, as a habit, whoever continues in sin hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth, and this is the word, again, that means to practice this, to continue to do it. If you read the verbs in this section with the word practice preceding it, he who practices sin in verse 6, he who practices righteousness in verse 7, you'll get a better understanding of it. He that practices righteousness is righteous, even as he, the Lord, is righteous. Now, how can we be said to be righteous as he is righteous? Well, first of all, he's giving us the characteristics of those who are saved and of those who are not saved. He isn't pointing out any exceptions. He's telling the characteristics. If you have been born of God, you have God's nature. Now, you still have a fallen nature. You still have the old nature. And don't deceive yourself into thinking that it's gone. It isn't. You may sin before this day is over. But the characteristic of a child of God is that he does not practice sin, he practices righteousness.
He that committeth sin, here again, this is the word, he who practices sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. This is characteristic of Satan. This is characteristic of his children. Now, don't be offended when I tell you that God has a family and that Satan has a family and that you're not in God's family until you have been born again. You must be born into the family of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For this purpose, verse 8 says, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. And this the Lord Jesus did. He did it by suffering at Calvary. By doing so, we're told that he destroyed him who had the power of death, that is the devil. That's Hebrews 2. But he also did something else. He destroyed the works of the devil. The result of Satan's work in this human race is that men are enemies of God and are lawless and hateful and hating one another. And when the Lord Jesus died for our sins, he not only took away the penalty of those sins, but he delivers us from the power of sin in our lives. And this is the way that God would have us live. Now, Satan is said to be the source of all evil, just as God is the source of all that is good. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. That is, this new nature, which is within every believer, and that's the only part that is born of God. Old John Walden wasn't born of God at all. I was born of parents who were sinners and whose parents were sinners, so on, all the way back to Adam. But when I received Christ as my Savior, there was something new born within me. I received a new life and nature, and this is born of God, and it does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. This is the very life of God put within the believer, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. What he's telling us here is that your life will be characterized by whatever is prominent in your birth. If you have only been born once, you will be a sinner. You may be respectable. Your sins may be on a very high plane. There are many people who think because they've not been guilty of the more gross sins that they are not really sinners. But they may be guilty of pride, and whenever God makes a list of the things he hates, he puts pride at the very top of the list. This was the means of Satan's fall. And perhaps you're not licentious, and you don't go in for drunkenness and this sort of thing, but you have pride in your being, and you have self-will and selfishness. All of these things are manifestations of an evil life within us, which comes from Satan himself. When you receive Christ as your Savior, what happened? Well, there was a new life begotten within you. The Holy Spirit of God produced that new life through the work of the Word of God. That is, the Spirit of God and the Word of God produces new life. And this new nature does not revel in sin. You do not want to go on doing things that are displeasing from Him to Him. So we see who the children of God are and who are the children of the devil. Verse 10, in this the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. You can tell one from the other. They take after their father. Our Heavenly Father is loving and kind. Our Heavenly Father is purely righteous. If you've been born of God, these evidences ought to be in your life. Now, don't misunderstand me. You will not be saved by doing good works. Our good works are in no means a part of our salvation, but they are a proof of our salvation. He doesn't say, in this the children of God are made, but in this the children of God are manifest. We become the children of God through faith in Christ Jesus, Galatians 3 tells us. In John 1 and 12, he says, as many as received Christ, to them gave you the right to become the children of God. But when you become a child of God, you will show what you are by a righteous life. Whosoever doeth not righteousness, that is, whoever does not practice righteous living, is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. So there are two proofs. We've seen this three times now in the Epistle of John. Each time time, he introduces the two proofs, the likeness to God in two ways. We saw that God is light in chapter 1. In chapter 4, we're told that God is love. So, all who are truly born of God will be righteous. That's the meaning of light, holiness. They will be right, they will be righteous. And all who are born of God will be loving. God is light, God is love. What are God's people like? They are like himself. Now, when did you receive the Lord Jesus as your own Savior? Well, that was the moment when you were born into God's family. We're not talking about the exceptions now, but from that day, there should have been an indication in your life, by righteous living and by loving kindness to others, that you belong to Christ. And when there are variations from this, whenever we have deviated, whenever we have sinned against the Lord, we should have confessed that and had it put away immediately. Now, whose child are you? Settle it here and now. If you haven't received Christ, by all means, trust him now. Our Father, we thank you for thy word and ask you to bless it to us. We pray that those who have listened just now might be sure of their relationship with thyself. Take our thanks for thy Son, our Savior, in his name. Amen.